We're not going to do a Jeffrey Adonis video for this one because this is very important. Today I'm going to react to the I Fulfilled My Purpose video, the one I posted at the start of 2023 when I had grown rapidly. So in 2022, I went from 100,000 subscribers all the way to about 1.5 million. I was living the life that I wanted. You know, I got the success that I had set goals for all this time. I got this rapid growth. I started getting noticed on the street like every day, 5 times a day. And then I quit and I posted this video. And I wanted to make this video to update you on what I was thinking and feeling at the time, because I still get some questions about that moment now. So to give this into context, before I posted this video, this was like my goodbye video, before I posted it, I moved to London. And that's really where it all went downhill. This was like September 2022. I moved to London, I've got just under 1 million subscribers. And I just felt so unsafe. Like my anxiety got crazy out of nowhere. I've always been like a pretty like anxious guy, and I've had it under control with meditation and those kinds of things. But I'll be honest, around this time, I completely fell off like the self-improvement habits, like meditation, journaling. So I started getting pretty extreme anxiety around this time. One, because I fell off the self-improvement stuff that was kind of regulating me, but also two, London just didn't feel safe for me at all. There was a day when I saw people getting like robbed and attacked, another day where I saw someone getting attacked, and I genuinely didn't feel safe there. I used to visualize that like someone would try and kick the door down and try and come in and hold us hostage or some shit like that. Or, you know, we'd get stopped on the street and there's a gang who've got like knives. It sounds like that's a bit crazy. If you literally go to Google right now and just search London stabbing, you'll realize it's not actually as crazy. It's actually pretty reasonable to not feel like very, very safe in that city. Especially, you know, I was there with my girlfriend. You feel like you've got someone to protect. So I was so anxious at this point. We moved then from London to Dubai. And I don't know, man, my stress level was just so high. I'll show you a screen recording actually, which is so interesting, of my Aura ring. So this is a ring that like tracks like your health. And this was the worst health of my entire life. The stats that I had were so low. I'll show you the sleep. The white part on this sleep graph is awake time. So I was waking up like 20, 30, 40 times per night. I was awake more through the night than I was asleep. And this wasn't just for one night, this was for months in a row. Imagine every day you're not sleeping right. You wake up with a headache. Some days I was waking up and my nose was like bleeding, or it was like brown fucking snot and stuff. It was just weird. I was stressed. I was overwhelmed. I was getting like, you know, so much success on YouTube. Every day we were getting like 1 million views, which is fucking, that's huge. That's crazy. And that's all I wanted, right? All this time I thought like, if my message goes viral, I'm helping guys to get onto self-improvement, to get off the bad habits, to get off porn and video games and drugs, and to get onto the good life. And so I felt so fulfilled with that, and I felt like I had to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, but my health was deteriorating. I was so stressed, so anxious, and I wasn't doing the habits that had kept me regulated this entire time, like meditation and even the social connection that I needed as well. You know, how weird is that, right? So at this point when I made this video, I had about 1.5 million subscribers, and I was lonely. I had like friends, I had a girlfriend. But loneliness isn't defined by how many people you have. It's simply just how you feel. So even though I had people around me, I felt lonely because I felt like I couldn't turn to them. The best friend that I had, I couldn't really speak to him so much about what I was going through. He was in his more like Andrew Tate kind of arc, so he wasn't really so nice to speak to, you know, because if I'd tell him about like, oh, you know, I feel like shit, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I can't really record these videos. He was in this mode of like, oh, you know, just do it anyway. You know, it's like, just push, record 5 videos today. So it wasn't very helpful. And then my relationship, like I was in a relationship that was like breaking down, and yeah. So it was tough for me. I had like very limited social connection. I was stressed. I wasn't sleeping right for months. There's a metric, by the way, that you can like test your health, and it's called HRV. Heart rate variability. It's like the best sign for your health. And a normal number for me is about like 40 to 50, a good number is like 100. Around this period, it was in like the teens, like 14, 17, 18. That was the lowest I've ever seen on like anyone's health tracker before. It got so bad one day, I saw this tracker, I was getting pissed, right? And I was like, yeah, it's, you know, it's broken, it's just showing me all these stupid numbers, whatever. So I gave it to my girlfriend, I was like, okay, you wear it, let's just test, because it's, you know, it's just broken. She wears it, the next day I go onto the app, and there's like fireworks, and there's a crown that says, well done, congratulations. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even realize that it'll show you like a celebration or anything, that you get like a crown if you've slept really well. I go onto it. Her HRV, the stat that's like good, you know, for your health, for your recovery, is 140. Mine was 14. I was just so sickly. And I was gaining like 8,000 subscribers every single day, but I can't even enjoy that because of just how shit I felt. We were posting daily, right? So a video every day. So I'd miss recording for a few days. I just couldn't think about it. I had a headache. I just couldn't do it. And then my friend would come to me, the one who worked for me, and he'd say, well, Hamza, you need to record 5 videos today. Imagine getting told you need to record 5 videos when you didn't feel capable to record one, and you've got a headache and your nose has been bleeding this morning because you're stressed and you've not slept right for like 3 months straight. So in my mind, just before I recorded this video, I was already in this context of like, I can't do this any longer. For the first time in around 2 years, I didn't upload a video for a few days. I had posted every single day for about 2 years and I just stopped posting. And that was weird for me, you know, because people used to watch my videos at the same times every single day and they're like, wait, what? He's not uploaded for the first time in so long, what's happening? And then I recorded this video and I posted it, so let's watch now. I've not uploaded onto this channel for 4 or 5 days. And trust me, I've tried to record this very video 6 times now. Yesterday I had a version of this video premiered and then I went onto the YouTube studio editor and trimmed out a little bit. Then I went to sleep and then I woke up in the middle of the night and thought, wait, let me change it. And then I deleted the video. Then I made a message saying, okay, sorry, you know, it was premiered, but like, I'm gonna change it. And I recorded it 3 times today and I don't even know like what truly to say. This is gonna be the last version. I think we've been quite successful at what our purpose and mission was here. To spread the message of self-improvement. I'm still so proud of that. Like, I think I've done such good work. I know I'm like self-glazing right now, but I am so proud that of all the ways to work, to have a career, to make money, I chose to do something that's purposeful that has really helped a lot of young guys. I've got so many guys onto self-improvement. I've got them meditating and going to the gym and getting away from bad habits. Now, still to this day, every day I get like over 100 DMs on Instagram of guys sending me their story, telling me what was happening in their lives before they ever watched me and how their life is now. Every day there's hundreds of comments on my YouTube videos of guys saying like, wow, you really changed my life, Hamza. It was your message that got me into the gym, that got me meditating, that got me studying and being disciplined. If you're one of these guys, by the way, you can leave a comment on this video, because it's always lovely to read like the stories of guys who, you know, we were all just like little Jeffreys. We were just playing video games. We didn't think much of it. Our parents didn't really know what was happening. And we started to realize slowly but surely we were addicted to these things and they were absolutely sapping our potential. And we wanted success. We wanted to grow. We wanted recognition. We wanted brotherhood. We wanted love and intimacy. And so I figured out how to achieve those things myself. And I had to go through the hard process of quitting my addictions and building myself up from nothing, like from a degenerate, addicted Jeffrey level to the level of like amazing success. I still have humility. I'm still a student. I still have so much more to go. I feel like this is just the start for me. But the success that I achieved in just a few years is absolutely incredible. And I know that that inspires a lot of guys and even girls who watch me. And so I'm so proud that for all this time, I chose to send a positive message to the internet. There's people who make money from shady ways. There's people who make money from, you know, just like mindless brain rot entertainment. There's people who make money from hate. There's people who make money from like soulless things. I became successful by helping people. And that's one of the things I'm probably the most proud about. I'm still not perfect. I say this all the time. I'm still like Jeffrey in a lot of ways. I make so many mistakes, but I have made like amazing progress. And I'm so proud that like, this is the success that I've achieved at such a young age.
I've made the hard decision now to stop this content production machine that we had here, this huge team that we had of 7 video editors and TikTok guys and sales guys and Twitter guys, and we had over a dozen employees.
You can actually hear how sick I am. You can hear, like, I'm literally struggling to breathe. I think I was about 25 years old then. And when I watch this, I want to give this version of me a hug, because imagine you've just achieved, like, your biggest goal that you've had in your 20s. Like, massive success and influence and a positive impact on the world. And you're simply just burnt out. Like, that's what this was. I had no idea what burnout was. And so I just thought that I was gonna feel like this forever. You know, like that stress that I showed you, the sleepless nights, the anxiety, all this, like, you know, ill health and stuff. I thought that's just what it was gonna be like. This is gonna sound so stupid, but I promise you this is the truth. I didn't realize that I could just take a break. What I needed wasn't to quit YouTube and to say goodbye. I just needed to take a break. I posted daily videos for like 2 years straight. Can you imagine that? But most creators, they post like one video a week, one video every 10, 14 days, and then they talk about burnout every 3-6 months. I posted a daily video every day for like 2 years straight. Each video took 1 week to get edited. So we had 7, we even had 8 video editors that I was paying like a total of like $25,000 for all of them, because they were taking 1 week to edit each video Monday, Tuesday, but like this. Like, we had this big operation. A lot of people don't realize like how complex our operation was, how stressful it was for me to manage all this. And so there was so much to deal with. And this is what I mean. Like, I fell off the self-improvement habits. I am quite sure if through all this time I kept up a high level of the self-improvement habits, especially meditation, I'm quite sure that this would have been different. But I just kind of stopped doing them. I got complacent. You know what happens, right? You've probably fell off self-improvement like a bunch of times. You know, like, you know it's important. You're so into it. It really helps you. And somehow it just kind of like slips out of your mind and you forget about it for some time, or you even kind of disagree with it and say, yeah, you know, I don't have to do those things anymore. Now I'm living a good life. I've got friends, I've got a girl, whatever. For whatever reason, I just stopped doing like the things that kept me grounded and kept me healthy and stress-free. And it just broke me down. I wish I could go to him and just say, hey bro, don't make this video. Just go take like 2 weeks off. Just go announce it on your YouTube channel, post quick video. Hey guys, I'm gonna go take 2 weeks. I'm gonna go take 1 month off and I'm just gonna go relax and whatever. And the comments, I know for a fact, would have been so positive, saying, yeah, you deserve it. You've worked so hard. We'll be here easy. But I just didn't think about that. I just thought that it would be like this forever. And so I felt like I had to quit or drastically change things, when actually I needed a bit of a break. That was it. And so I made this video saying, okay, goodbye. I can't do this anymore. I disappeared for a little bit, just for a few weeks. And the desire to make videos came back. Like, my enthusiasm went so low, and it just shot up like crazy, which is to be expected, right? Of course, like, bro, even this was years ago. Even now, my enthusiasm for making videos and giving advice is still really high. But of course, you know, it ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes you're in a season where you really care about one of the things, like gym, and you obsess over it. And other times you almost like disrespect it, thinking, oh, I don't really give a shit. I don't really have to do it, whatever. This was just one of those ebbs and flows. And so a few weeks after I made this video, like, the desire to make videos shot up like crazy. And so, of course, I wanted to honor that and come back and do what I have always enjoyed, which is making these videos, teaching and giving advice to anyone who wants it. There's a really, really valid criticism that you could make against me, which is that I change my mind too often. I said in this video that I'm gonna quit. And then a few weeks later, I was back to posting again. I've said loads of times that I'm gonna do this thing. And then a few weeks later, I changed my mind. And if I'm honest, I've never been diagnosed, but I might have ADHD. I don't want to be like one of those people who, you know, uses like one of those modern day sicknesses as like an excuse, but I seem to have quite a lot of the symptoms from it. it's a blessing and a curse, because I think it's helped me to become hyper focused and successful and driven and ambitious. But also, people with ADHD or people who have symptoms like that, their brain just kind of like jumps around fast and gets new ideas. And like, I'm extremely novelty seeking. Like, I hate boredom, and I'm always seeking like new experiences, new goal, new plan. Like, I'll change my workout routine like 50 times in a year, for example. I'll go from cutting to bulking. I'll change my format, style, whatever. It's pretty hard for me to like stick to one thing. In the end, I've stuck to the thing, but inside of it, I've changed the strategy, the plan, whatever, because I just get bored so easily. And before this video, I actually had that under control, because I had a few key things. I had meditation. Meditation is like the almost like the opposite of ADHD. Meditation is literally you focusing to stay in one point right now. And I used to meditate for an hour a day back in 2020 and 2021. But in 2022, I completely stopped. Honestly, I just got complacent. I just thought like, oh, I don't have to do it anymore. You know, I feel good. I don't have to do it. And I think that really fucked me, if I'm honest. And one more thing I actually think is social connection as well. Back in 2020, 2021, I was living at home with my family. So I had like family kind of grounding me. I had the same kind of lifestyle. It was COVID, right? So you couldn't really travel, you couldn't move. So it was the same lifestyle. There was no idea for moving around or anything. In 2022, when the lockdown opened and you could move around the world, and I had the money to do so. Now it was like I was a lot more unstable. I was figuring things out. Where do I want to live? And I was lacking the social connection that I had beforehand. My family really like grounds me. Like living next to them, I just feel like stable. And when I was moving around a lot, I lost that stability. So I can completely admit that. For a while, I used to challenge, you know, when someone would comment and say like, oh, Hamza changes his mind too much. I would read it and say like, no, well, you know, like changing your mind is part of self-improvement and stuff. And you know what, in some ways it is, right? You know, you do change your beliefs over time, but I certainly do it more than most people, to a point that it's actually detrimental to me. And I think a part of the reason why is because of this. I just kind of like fell off the self-improvement habits. Things are honestly so much better now. Like, I am so proud to tell you, like, I had a few years where I didn't even know what I was doing. I was, you know, successful and I had the followers, but I was just changing my mind, my YouTube style, format, my advice so much, like so much. I was so confused. Like, who am I speaking to? Is it younger me? Should I give him advice? Sometimes I want to record a video where I just talk about, you know, what I'm doing, but what I'm doing and the advice for me is different for the advice of someone who's like younger, who I'm trying to help. So my mind was confused, and I'm changing my mind so much. If you've been a follower of mine, like a big, big follower of mine for a while, it was probably like painful and upsetting for you to see me make these mistakes and change my mind and change my advice and see the impact it was having like on my influence and on the channel. And however much upsetting that was for you to feel, imagine like how I felt this time, right? Because I've been like clueless as to why I'm like fucking up the channel, I'm fucking up the business, I'm fucking up the movement. And I think I finally figured it out. I need these self-improvement habits to ground me. I need them. There's been times before in the past where I've kind of got back into them, you know, for just a little bit. And then I just think, ah, oh, it's useless, whatever. Oh, I don't want to, it's boring, whatever. And now it just feels different, because now I'm actually like fully back on self-improvement. I have meditated every single day for about 45 days now. I'm not purposefully keeping a streak. I just haven't missed a single day for about 45 days. It's been about 10 hours total that I've meditated in 1.5 months. I've bumped it up to 20 minutes a day now. I've been journaling more. I've been keeping myself in like a peaceful life. I've been listening to only peaceful music, no rap music or anything like that that kind of like overstimulates me. No degeneracy, no lust. I swear to God, bro. This has been like one of the most disciplined periods that I've had in a few years. I'm probably still gonna make so many mistakes, which is normal on like a self-improvement journey. As a young person, you're achieving success. Of course, you're gonna make new mistakes. But I really feel like things are picking up now for me and my own self-improvement, but also for this channel and the videos that I make and the audience that we have. I really think if you've been like a big fan of mine, you felt in like the last 1 month, things have really like, they really feel like it's coming through. You know what I mean? There's like this energy in the channel, in the comments again. And it's so nice to see that. Cause you know, imagine how I feel where about a month and a half ago, I decided to get more extreme on self-improvement and really like, you know, stop taking fucking excuses. And imagine now I'm feeling this energy and I see the results on my channel and be like, oh shit, like it was the meditation and stuff, it really has actually helped me, like, in this as well. Okay, it's really, really working. So it feels so nice to be able to say that. Let's keep watching this video.
In less than 2 weeks, I move and I will go and stay in a training camp, a fight camp, where I will literally stay in a single bed in the gym, in the not like a weightlifting gym, but in a martial arts gym, where I will train for hours upon hours every single day, where I will try to push myself to my extreme limits, push past my limits so that I know what my actual limits are.
And so then in this video, I say that I'm gonna do a martial arts fight, a kickboxing fight. That really was the plan. And honestly, fair enough, I procrastinated it for a while. I got interested in other things, and I really got the enthusiasm to focus on YouTube again, giving advice, learning, education. I knew I'd do a fight at some point. It was always in like my sort of bucket list. I knew that I'd do one. I just kind of kept it as like, okay, you know, it's a bit of a lower priority. You can do it eventually. For now, like the priority is like, you know, my career feels a bit messy right now. Let's do something with that. And then eventually in 2024, I moved to Bali. I started training every single day with a professional coach. And then in March 2025, I did the fights. And I won with a kick to the head. I made a film about the experience and the title was just Discipline. And the comments, when everyone saw me do this fight that I had said that I was going to do, the comments were so positive. And you know, it felt like people really respected me for following through on my word. So I'm not perfect. Look, I make so many mistakes. I'm on self-improvement. I'm trying to uncover habits and traits and beliefs about myself, just like you are. And so this video, when I made it, it was a part of my own self-improvement journey. We make mistakes, we fall off the path. Just like you've done so many times, we fall off the path, right? Sometimes you disrespect self-improvement. Sometimes you say, nah, it's not gonna work, so I don't need it. Oh yeah, whatever. Sometimes you really want it, but you just can't seem to get back into it. You've lost that kind of discipline, that edge. And it happens to me too. I'll never once try and pretend to you that I am perfect. The pull of complacency really, really is hard on me. And that's why I feel so amazing, because I have resisted that pull now for 1.5 months. I have really been way more consistent and disciplined than I have been for so long. I really, really feel, and I know for a fact, like my real fucking boys, they know this, that it's coming back. Like the original energy from like 2020, 2021, where I was so inspired, so ambitious, so disciplined, that's like, I'm feeling that energy again. I'm waking up with like a metaphorical fucking morning wood, but for like my goals and my ambition and for discipline. And it really feels like I've finally been disciplining myself to do the things that turned me into like a high performer in the first place, that let me be consistent and disciplined to show up and to help you all this time, to make these videos, to give advice to guys. Now it feels like finally I'm getting back into this path. And it feels like it's way more stable now than the few attempts that I've had before this. They were short-lived. They were a few days, 1 week. This has now been 1.5 months, which I'm pretty sure the science says that once you get to about 30 days or 66 days, it's like a full habit now that you'll like, you know, you'll continue. And I'm well on the fucking way there, and I refuse to give up now. I know my weaknesses, my disadvantages. I know my fuck-ups. I know them. And now I'm so fucking ready to take this to the next level. I'm so ready to see this shit grow. I'm so ready to get more guys onto this path, because now not only have I got those earlier experiences that helped so many people, but now I've got this new experience where I realized that even though I got successful, even though that, you know, I was living a good life without the self-improvement habits, without like the meditation, I lost it fucking all. I lost it all. So this stuff that I've preached to you, I've realized now again, like I had to be reminded of it, that this shit's really fucking important. So I can sit here and be all sad for the past, or I can sit here and say, you know what? Thank God. I'm grateful that I fucked up. I'm grateful that I fell off, because now I realize it's like a reminder of just how important this advice was that I was giving to you in the first place. It's been like a refreshing slap in the face of like, yeah, this shit really fucking works. And me, myself, I am not above it. That this stuff is so important. If you want to become a successful person, if you want to get rid of these bad habits, if you want to start living a good life, you take this advice, you get onto self-improvement, and you achieve the success that you know that you're capable of. You don't stay complacent, whether now or in the future when you've made a decent amount of success. You don't stay complacent, because the complacent life is fucking boring. It is the growth. It is the pursuit of meaningful goals. It is the work that contributes to others, that gives our life meaning. I had it all. I had the success, and I had, like, you know, the enjoyments of it, and it's fucking nothing if you're not continually growing. So I realize it now more than ever that this is absolutely the right path and the right advice that I should be giving out. And it's the right protocol for you to take. It's self-improvement to get rid of those shitty bad habits, to start the good ones, and then to achieve the success of your wildest fucking imaginations, to make your family proud so that your father can send you a text like this, like my dad did after I paid off the family mortgage. I want you to feel so proud of yourself. And I will teach you all of, like, the competitive secrets that I have learned, not only in the first few years that I used to teach, but now in the last few years as well. I will teach you all of the mistakes that I've made so you can avoid them. I'll teach you all of the tactics that I implemented so you can implement them faster and you can achieve the success that you want. You can achieve all of your fucking goals. And I am going to help you with that. If you know someone who used to be a big fan of mine, but then around this point kind of fell off and maybe stopped liking me, send this video to them. And I think they'll be pretty grateful that you did. I think they'll probably be kind of resistant at first, thinking, wait, what, like Hamza, like I've not watched them for a while. But I think within some time, they'll watch the video that you sent them and they'll be grateful that you sent it to them, because they'll realize, oh shit, the same things actually happened to me in some similar way as well. So they're glad that they watched this video. They're glad that you sent it to them. You know what I mean when I say, like, the energy's here. We're like a burning ember right now. We once had a roaring fire, and I just kept on fucking it up, and it's got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And right now it is just like this ember, this precious little ember that's still lit, that's still just fighting. And it's gonna fucking grow. It is going to grow. And the guys who have stuck with me this entire time, my fucking loyal followers who have defended me this entire time, when they see a hate video, they go in and defend me. When they see haters in the fucking comments, they go in and defend me. They share my videos. They go with the guys who have fucking backed me this entire time because they believed in me. We have been part of, like, this glowing little ember. And when it turns into a roaring big fucking fire again, I will bring up those guys alongside me. And if that was you, I am so grateful that you stuck by me through all the fuck ups that I've done, the mistakes that I've made. Let's fucking go. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.